真是。Take your Bibles and turn to Acts chapter 9.
我们打开圣经，翻到《使徒行传》第九章。
It is certainly a privilege for me to be here and to worship and serve the Lord with you.
很高兴有这个机会在这里跟大家来侍奉神。
We pray for those who could not be with us here today.
我们为到今天不能来到我们当中聚会的来祷告。
May the Lord watch over and keep them.
求主 保守他们，祝福他们。
Today we're going to look at the conversion and commissioning of Apostle Paul.
我们今天来看保罗的回转还有委身。
In the English congregation, we had a preaching series where we preached through all the way from beginning of the book of Acts through Acts chapter 12.
我们在英文组有一系列的讲道，是从《使徒行传》一开始到《使徒行传》的第十二章。
This is one of those messages.
这是我们在英语堂其中的一个讲道。
Last week we started a series on the life of Jesus Christ.
我们上礼拜开始了一系列，就是讲耶稣的生平。
I'm very excited about preaching about our Savior.
我非常的兴奋，因为可以讲到我们救主的生平。
Although preaching through the Gospels is much more challenging.
但是在要传讲神的话真的很不容易。
And I trust that as we look at our Savior as well in the Chinese congregation, we'll just be amazed at how wonderful and how great He really is.
所以我希望在我们看这经文的时候，我们就真的可以感受到神是如何的伟大。
We're going to start off the message this morning talking about a farmer.
我们今天开始之前，我们就先讲一个农夫的故事。
This farmer claimed that he could command his mule with just a few soft words. He didn't need whips or he didn't need prods.
有一个老农夫，他就说他可以命令他的驴子做什么都可以，然后就不需要打他，不需要刺他，只需要轻轻的讲就可以了。
She would respond, he claimed, with nothing more than gentle spoken words.
这个驴子他只需要轻轻的跟他讲话，他就会做你要他做的事。
So his buddy or his friend at the feed store asked for a demonstration.
然后这农夫的朋友是在那个饲料店工作，就要求他要示范一下。
He said, "Prove to me that this old mule of yours will respond with nothing more than a gentle language."
然后这个朋友就说，请你证明一下你的驴子怎么可以回答这种轻轻的命令。
So out in the field they went.The farmer, his buddy, and the mule.
所以这农夫还有他的朋友还有这个驴子就去到田里面。
And his friend watched in awe and next in horror when the farmer took a huge piece of lumber, a 2x4 that was 6 feet long, and he hit the mule over top of his head onto one of his ears.
然后这个朋友一开始是很稀奇，但后来就变成很惊吓，因为这个农夫就拿了一块很大的木头，就两尺乘四尺，还有六尺长，然后就很用力的在打到驴子的耳朵上面。
When the mule stopped braying and bellowing and prancing around, the farmer said gently, "Come here," and the mule came.
因为这驴子很痛，然后他一开始就在那边嘶叫吼叫走来走去，后来他什么都没做，然后这农夫就轻轻地说过来，然后那驴子就过来了。
And he said, "Sit," and the mule sat.
然后农夫就说坐下，然后驴子就坐下了。
And he said, "Back up," and the mule backed up into the harnesses awaiting at the plow.
然后农夫就说退后，然后驴子就很乖的后退到那个连着犁的那个绳子里面，然后就等着要被绑起来。
And he looked at his buddy and said, "See, with just a simple voice command, she responds."
然后这农夫就说：“你看呢，我就这么轻轻一说，他就做了。
”And his friend said, "Whatever you talking about?"
然后这朋友就说：“你在说什么嘛？”
He said, "All you said you were going to do was to talk to her, but you hit her with a 2x4 over the head."
他说你本来不是说只要轻轻的讲吗？但是你一开始是用木头在打他。
What do you mean you'll command her with just a few soft words? That's not what I saw.
我没有看到你只是轻轻的讲啊。
Oh, that, said the farmer. The first thing I have to do is to get her attention.
这农夫就说，但是我一开始还是要先让她注意我。
It seems that God often has to use the proverbial 2x4 to get our attention as well.
有时候在我这边看来，有时候神也会给我们这种当头棒喝，使我们注意。
Because oftentimes we don't listen and we don't follow God.
因为如果他不这样做的话，我们根本不会听，也不会跟从他。
So God has to use something dramatic and frequently, because we just don't notice or we don't realize He's calling us.
有时候神就会用一种很戏剧化的东西来让我们注意，因为不然的话，我们根本不知道他在跟我们讲话。
Sometimes God's calling us to do something. He's calling us out of our mule stubbornness, and summoning us to adjust our lifestyles.
神就是要教换我们，就摆脱像驴子一样这种的固执，然后来改变我们的生活方式。
Sometimes we don't even notice God until He hits that 2x4 and He smacks us over the head.
有时候我们真的没有留意到神，就只等到他来打我们的那一刻。
I've seen that happen many times in my family.
我看到这个事情也有在我们家庭里面发生。
Have you seen that happen in your family?
你有没有看到这发生在你们的家人身上呢？
I've always been one to say, Lord, you don't have to hit me. Whatever you say, I will do.
有时候我会跟神说，你就不用打我了，你说什么我都会做。
But apparently God had to use this 2x4 principle in the life of Saul, the persecutor of the church.
然后神也是用这个方法来对付扫罗，就是他一开始在逼迫教会。
The theme this morning is we become Christians to tell others the gospel.
今天的主题就是我们成为基督徒是为了要传福音。
The conversion of Saul of Tarsus has been considered one of the most crucial events in the history of God's dealing with humanity.
扫罗的回转是神在人身上一件很重要的事。
This man will, after he's converted, dominate the rest of the book of Acts as the apostles to the Gentiles. He's going to take the gospel out to the whole known world.
扫罗回转之后，他就占据了整个使徒行传的蝙蝠，然后他就身为这个外邦人的门徒，他把福音带到世界上很多不同的地方。
And the account of Saul's conversion appears 3 times in the book of Acts.
扫罗的这个回转就在使徒行传里面记载了三次。
First, we see Saul's threats and his plans.
我们先来看就是扫罗一开始他的威胁他还有他的计谋。
Acts chapter 9 verses 1 and 2 says, Meanwhile, Saul, while was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples, he went to the high priest.
使徒行传第九章第一节到第二节就说扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威胁凶杀的话，去见大祭司。
And he asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem.
求文书给大马色的各会堂，若是找到信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
And we have 3 slides of Damascus Road that I found. Oh, that's not it. Let's keep going. 3 slides.
3 slides 来看这个大马色的路。
There you go.
这第一个。
That's in the 1900s. Two more slides.
好，这第二个。
One more. There you go. Got to keep up with me. I'm really moving this morning. Let's go on then both Stephen and Saul realized that there was a new order in the Christian faith and the old Jewish faith, they were incompatible.
其实在这时候斯提凡还有扫罗都知道说这个基督徒新的信心跟以前的犹太人的信的东西其实是不太配合的。
Stephen argued, the new has come, therefore the old must go. And Saul's point was, the old must stay and the new must go.
但 他们斯提凡的观点就是因为新的信已经来到了，所以旧的就必须除掉。但是扫罗的观点就相反，就是说我们必须要保留旧的，然后就铲除新的人。
Saul had a great deal of zeal as a Pharisee.
扫罗他是一个法利赛人，他所以非常的热心。
Especially his zeal for the traditions of his fathers.
尤其是他对于他早中的那种传统的热心。
And the idea of a crucified Messiah was an impossibility according to Saul's thinking.
就根据他的思想，一个被钉十字架的人就是弥赛亚，他其实不可能的。
Before Stephen was stoned, he proclaimed that the temple was no longer necessary, and this was something that was too serious to be ignored, and it must be stopped.
斯提凡在他死之前就传讲说，其实现在的圣殿已经不重要了。然后扫罗就觉得这个太严重，不可以不理他们，一定要停止这个思想。
And the Sadducees were, according to Josephus, who was an ancient historian, was more heartless than the judgments of the Pharisees.
根据历史学家来说，这个撒都该人比法利赛人是更冷血的，在审判别人。
And it just wasn't normal for a loyal Pharisee to go to the Sadducee and high priest to get letters to capture these Christians.
像经文说的这种一个非常忠心的法利赛人，像扫罗一样去找一个撒都该人，就是祭司，来写信给大马色各会堂，这个事其实本来不是很自然的事。
And this is an indication of the extremes that Saul was willing to go to in attempt to stamp out this menace he called the Way.
这就指明了。扫罗为了要除掉这个道的威胁的，他是什么都愿意做。
So Saul went to Damascus to seek out people who belong to the way.
所以扫罗就再去大马色，要找出这些信奉这道的人。
This designation, the way, was probably given to the Christians themselves.
这个道应该就是当时基督徒自己用来代表他们教会的。
And this designation, the way, appears six times only in the book of Acts. And they probably viewed themselves as the true way in the larger Jewish community.
用道来代表教会是在圣经里面出现了六次，全部都是出现在使徒行传。这大概就表明了当时基督徒觉得他们在那个犹太人的圈子里面才是真正跟随正道的人。
Damascus, of course, was a very old city, and it was controlled by many different international powers, and tens of thousands of Jews lived there, and there were many synagogues.
大马色其实是一个很古老的城市，有一个很长的历史，都是被不同的民族来统治的，所以那里面有很多的犹太人在 那边住，然后也有很多的会堂。
And we'll look at Jesus' last post-resurrection appearance.
然后我们就来看耶稣在复活以后最后的一次的显现。
As he neared Damascus, this is verse 3, as he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him.
这是使徒行传第九章第三节，扫罗行路将到大马色，突然从天上发光，四面照着他。
And he fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
他就伏倒在地，听见有声音对他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied.
他说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.
起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。
The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but they did not see anyone.
同行的人站在那里说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。
Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus.
扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛竟不能看见什么，有人拉他的手领他进大马色。
For 3 days he was blind and he did not eat or drink anything.
3日不能看见也不吃也不喝。
So the use of the earthly name Jesus rather than a divine title put everything into focus for Saul.
这边用的是耶稣，耶稣就是神在地上用的名字，就不是一个神圣的称号。这就帮助到扫罗看到了重点。
Jesus of Nazareth was alive, and his disciples had been right after all in proclaiming the resurrection of the Lord.
这重点就是这个耶稣其实还活着，然后他的门徒其实是对的，因为他们一直在讲耶稣怎么从死里复活。
The evidence was just too compelling to reject any longer.
现在的这个耶稣复活的证据太明显了，就没办法否认。
Saul had been coming to Damascus to arrest all those who called upon the name of Jesus Christ.
本来扫罗是要去大马色去抓拿所有,
Imagine Saul's thinking at this time. He had heard Stephen call upon the Lord Jesus when he was dying.
扫罗其实当时在, 斯提凡死的时候，他有讲说, 主耶稣，然后扫罗现在就亲眼看到了。All
this Jesus preaching was blasphemy to Saul, and it had to be stopped.
但当时他听到斯提凡在讲主耶稣的时候，他觉得这全部都是很荒谬的，全部都要停止。Now
he is on his way to stop all of this preaching, but he was jolted into realization that Jesus Christ is indeed alive.
正当他要去停止这种算讲耶稣的名的活动的时候，他就突然发现到其实耶稣是真的活着。Paul
later describes his having seen the risen Christ as part of his qualification for the apostleship.
保罗后来就描述到，他之所以可以成为门徒，是因为他亲眼看到复活的耶稣。He
also received a specific commission from Christ, and both these elements he received in this Damascus experience.
然后他也有从耶稣基督拿到很确实的任务，然后这两个元素都是他在大马色经历里面满足到的。And
Paul describes elsewhere in Romans chapter 1 verse 5 what he received in Damascus.
然后保罗就在罗马书第一章五节就描述了他在大马色的得着。
In Romans 1:5 it says, through him and for his name's sake we receive grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith.
我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服正道。
The English word conversion comes from the Latin convertere, which means to turn around.
这个英文这个回转这个字其实是从拉丁文翻过来的，它本来的意思是转头的意思。And
Paul's resurrection was triggered by the resurrection appearance of Christ.
然后扫罗的回转就是因为看到耶稣的复活，就耶稣复活之后的显现。It
was a sudden turnaround in the direction which had no evidence that he was actually moving toward Christianity.
这是一个很突然的回头，因为他本来就完全没有是顺着这个变成基督徒的方向来走的。And
this is the case of many converts.
这可能跟很多信徒回转的过程有点相像。When
you came to know the Lord, how was it that God got your attention?
当你悔改信主的时候，是耶稣是怎么样得到你的注意的呢？
Saul's conversion was much like C.S. Lewis's conversion.
扫罗的回转跟这个 C.S. Lewis 也很像。
C.S. Lewis said, I gave in and admitted that God was God and knelt and prayed, perhaps that night, the most dejected and reluctant convert in all England.
C.S. Lewis, 他说他信主的经历就是他 他是一个很放弃，然后就是很不愿意的承认说神就是神，然后他跪下来祷告的时候是垂头丧气，然后很不情愿的。The
last thing Saul ever intended was to become a Christian.
扫罗其实最不想要做的事就是成为基督徒。Have
you ever thought about that?
你有没有这样子的想法呢?
You ever think you would be a Christian today?
你有没有想过自己会成为基督徒呢?
Isn't it amazing how God works in our hearts and lives?
其实神在我们心里的工作是很奇妙的。
Well, It was in his own words that Apostle Paul said that he was actually grasped, or he was pulled in by Jesus Christ.
但是扫罗就是他自己说，就是基督已经得着他了。
And that's in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12.
这是在腓立比书第三章十二节说的。
Now we're going to look at five features that gives us the idea of biblical conversions.
我们接下来就看一下有五个特征是在圣经记载的回转的特征。
First of all, conversion comes as a result of divine initiative or the beginning by God.
第一，回转就是一个是神来做的一件事。
When I came to Christ, I always thought it was my idea to come to Christ.
那我有时候我在想的时候，我觉得是我自己的决定来跟随神。
I said I came to Christ because I wanted to trust Him as my Savior.
因为我觉得我相信耶稣是因为我愿意来相信他。
But looking back, I can see that God was the one who began the work of people sharing their faith with me.
但其实当我在想清楚的时候，我就发现其实是神先开始用弟兄姐妹来分享他们的福音。
Maybe you sense the same way that God is the one that actually initiated salvation in Apostle Saul's life as well as your own life.
就所以一定是从神开始来做这个回转的过程。
And Apostle Paul had no concerns about admitting that he did nothing to merit salvation.
保罗就完全没有疑惑的承认说他完全没有做什么来赚取这个救恩。
On the contrary, he was in his own words. He said, I am the worst of sinners.
他其实他自己也说他觉得自己是罪人中的罪魁。
But in 1 Timothy chapter 1, he also says that God has shown me mercy that he might show me as an example of his unlimited patience.
但是他在提摩太前书第一章他就接着就说他其实就是神就在他的身上彰显了一切的忍耐。
You see, none of us can boast of the salvation as if you or I have achieved it or we deserve it. Salvation is a gift of God.
所以我们没有人能够自夸说我们做了什么来赚取这个救恩，因为这是一个礼物。
And Paul goes on to explain the process of his salvation or conversion in a way looking back at his own experience.
所以保罗后来就描述这个解释这个救恩的过程。
He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, For God who said, Let light shine out of darkness, make his light shine in our hearts and give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
当他解释这个救恩的过程，他就写在哥林多后书四章六节说，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们的知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
And our inability to do anything for our salvation should indeed make us very humble.
因为我们没有办法做任何事来拯救我们自己，所以我们应该要谦卑。
No genuine Christian has any reason for arrogance.
一个真正的基督徒完全没有原因可以自夸。
When someone asked Mahatma Gandhi what he thought about E. Stanley Jones, Gandhi replied, "He is a good man, but he is too proud of his religion."
有人去问甘地他怎么看这个 E. Stanley Jones 是一个宣教士。
When Jones, go ahead. I'm sorry.
甘地就说他是一个好人，但是他对于自己的信仰非常的自大。
We good now? Okay. When Jones was told about this, he said that Gandhi was right according to his own convictions.
然后有人就把这话告诉 Jones， 然后他就说其实甘地也是对的，因为照着甘地的观点来看，这是。
To Gandhi, salvation was a result of hard work.
因为甘地就觉得救恩是一个努力的结果。
Earning salvation was as difficult as trying to empty the water of the entire ocean with one's hands.
他觉得你要赚取了救恩，就好像你要用双手来把整个海洋的水都 导出来这样子一样的难。
So according to Gandhi and his thinking, anyone who says he or she is assured of salvation is just arrogant.
所以甘地就觉得说，如果你这么确定自己可以得到救恩的话，其实你就是很自大。
Have you ever told anyone that you're sure you're going to heaven?
你有没有跟任何人讲过说你非常肯定你自己可以上天堂？
And they look at you like, you poor soul, you don't understand anything.
然后可能那个人就会看着你，就觉得你什么都不懂。
But deep down in our hearts, we know we're going to heaven because our faith is in Jesus Christ alone.
那其实在我们心底里面，我们就相信说我们可以去天堂，因为耶稣已经拯救了我们。
Second of all, in biblical conversions, there's a personal encounter with Christ.
在圣经里面的回转，第二个特征就是我们会跟耶稣有一个个人的沟通。
We all meet our Savior Jesus in different ways, but if we're converted, we have met Him and we have entered into a personal relationship with Him.
我们都有不同的方法来遇见耶稣，但是当我们回转以后，我们就一定是已经见过耶稣，然后跟他有一个个人的关系。
Jesus said in John 17:3 that this is life eternal, that you would know God and His Son Jesus Christ.
在约翰福音第十七章第三节就说，认识你独一的真神，并认识你所差的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
D.A. Carson comments on this verse. He says, "Eternal life is not so much everlasting life as much as it is a personal relationship with the everlasting One."
有一个学者就这样子去补充这一句圣经文，就说其实永生比你个人认识这个永生的神是反而是没有这么重要的。
Let's repeat that. Okay, let's do it. Because it's such a good statement. It says, eternal life is not so much everlasting life as it is a personal relationship or personal knowledge with the everlasting one.
就是说我们个人认识这个永生的神是比永生本身是更加重要的。
And we also see here, number three, that Paul surrendered to the Lordship of Christ.
第三就是保罗降服在耶稣的神圣之下。
And we see here the word kurios, which is a Greek word for Lord or Sir, is no doubt here an idea of a deep surrender of Saul's life to Christ.
在这段经文里面，这个希腊文 kurios 就出现了五次，就代表这字是代表神或者是主，所以这反映出在扫罗的身上是有一个很深的降服。
And this is evidenced by a total fast for 3 days, indicating that he until he completed the process, he began on the road. He was not going to cease from his quest for God.
这因为他当他看到耶稣之后，他三天没有吃没有喝，这就表明说他他不会停止去寻求神，直到他找到为止。
Imagine if salvation involved us giving so much money, climbing to the top of a mountain, praying to God at a certain prayer. I mean, you'd have a lot of people who would say, "I'd be willing to do that."
如果我们可以用很多的钱，或者是爬一座很难的山，或者是做一个很特别的祷告就可以拿到救恩的话，我相信很多人都会愿意。
But what happened here with Saul was he surrendered himself as a follower of Jesus Christ.
但是在这里，扫罗就是完全的降服，成为耶稣的，就跟随耶稣。
And throughout Paul's writings, he calls this radical idea a total surrender to the lordship of Jesus Christ.
保罗后来就在描述他这个回转的过程，他说他这是完全的降服。
Roy Clements, who is a commentator, he says that he does not use the phrases decided for Christ or committed to Christ.
有一个学者他说他不喜欢用这个这种的语法，就是说我要决定跟随耶稣，或者是我承诺跟随耶稣。
He says though decision and commitment are certainly involved, Conversion is at root not a decision or a commitment, but it's a total surrender to the supreme authority of Jesus Christ in your life.
虽然我们回转是会有我们自己的决定跟承诺，但是回转的核心不是一个决定，也不是一个承诺，而是一个顺服在神，还有基督耶稣的神圣里面。
So we have to ask ourselves a question: Who is the Lord of our life?
所以我们要问自己一个问题，就是谁是我们生命的主
？Have we totally surrendered our life to Jesus Christ?
我们有没有完全的将我们的生命摆在耶稣里面？
Would you be willing to do whatever Jesus Christ wants you to do with your life?
你会不会愿意做任何耶稣想要你在你生命里面做的事呢？
This is a hard question for all of us.
其实这是一个很困难的问题，对于我们所有人来说都是很困难。
Number four says we see the important place of the body of Christ in the conversion process.
第四点就是我们看到耶稣的身体在回转里面是一个很重要的位置。
In Galatians 1, Apostle Saul was eager to show that the gospel that he received was not taught to him by human beings, but was given to him by the Lord himself.
在加拉太书第一章，保罗就很就说这个福他拿到福音不是任何人来教他的，是耶稣亲自给他的。
However, there were many others that were involved and played an important role in his conversion and his early Christian life.
虽然有很多其他的基督徒都有在这个早期信徒的回转里面担任很重要的工作。
You read in Acts chapter 9 verse 18 that he was baptized and he was brought into the body of Christ.
我们在使徒行传第九章十八节就看到扫罗通过受洗就加入了基督的身体。
He spent several days in the, with the disciples in Damascus.
然后他就在大马色跟门徒一起住了几天。
And the thing that stands out in this passage is the role of two important encouragers, Ananias and Barnabas.
这里就凸显了这个有两个是鼓励保罗的人，一个是亚拿尼亚，另外一个是巴拿巴。
And the first words that Saul heard from a Christian after his Christian conversion were "Brother Saul."
当保罗回转之后，第一句听到从基督徒跟他讲的话就是“弟兄，扫罗。”
This must have been music to his ears.
对他来说，这应该是一个很好听的音乐。
The arch enemy of the church is now welcomed as a brother.
因为教会的本来的大敌人居然被称为弟兄。
This dreaded fanatic has now been accepted in the family of God.
这个之前大家都很可怕，因为他要逼迫基督徒的人，居然加入了基督的大家庭。
Another Bible commentator says, "Imagine laying your hands on someone who you know had been on his way to arrest you."
另外有一个圣经的学者他说，想一下，如果你知道有一个人他是过来要抓你的，但你还按手在他头上。
There you see Ananias, who was a man of love and a man who encouraged, reaching out to a new believer in spite of his past.
所以你就看到这个亚拿尼亚他怎么鼓励这新的信徒，他不管他以前做了什么事。
Barnabas here shows three other traits of an encourager in the body.
巴拿巴也反映了三个鼓励者的特质。
You know, there's a gift in the Bible, the gift of encouragement.
在圣经里面有讲到一个恩赐，就是去鼓励别人的恩赐。
I pray that all of us would ask the Lord, Lord, help me to be an encourager in the body of Christ.
我希望我们当中每一个人都可以去做这样子的祷告，求神让我们成为别人的鼓励。
You see, Barnabas had a vision for what people could be and what they could become in Christ.
巴拿巴首先就是他有这个意向去看到别人可以成为什么样的人。
Secondly, he had the courage to take the risk of introducing this ex-adversary to the circle of church leaders.
然后他也很有勇气去，就把以前的敌人去介绍给教会的会员。
If indeed Saul had been was indeed a spy, he then had the opportunity he was waiting for.
如果扫罗不是真心的回转，他是一个像间谍的话，他就可以做到他本来想要做的事。
But Barnabas here, he acts upon his trust of Saul and he takes a risk for him.
但是巴拿巴就相信扫罗。
And he's very determined as well to tell the believers the story of Saul, his conversion, and his witness for Christ.
第三，他巴拿巴也很有决心去跟别人讲说扫罗的故事。
Whenever we get a new believer in our midst,
如果当我们每次有新的信徒的话，
let's seek to encourage that new believer. Let's be a blessing to that new believer and help him on his newfound faith.
让我们都可以成为他的鼓励，让他一开始的信心可以很坚固。
And fifthly, through Saul's conversion, though his conversion is individual, it's not individualistic.
第五就是扫罗的回转，虽然是他个人的回转，但是并不是一个个人主义。
One author points out that he is not converted in order to savor the experience, but to witness for Christ.
有一个作者他指出，就是扫罗的回转不是为了要让他有这个经验，而是要他来见证神。
That's like God giving us $1,000,000 and we say, thank you, Lord, I'll put it in my pocket.
就像如果耶稣突然给我们100万，然后我们就直接放到口袋，然后说谢谢神。
You like that, don't you, huh? Yeah, you do. But God's given us all these riches to share amongst people and tell them the good news of Jesus Christ.
如果神给我们很多的礼物，就是要让我们来分享，然后来见证他。
See, along with our conversion comes a commission to share our faith with others.
所以，他这个回转之后，就是让他可以委身来见证神。
And though we did not receive a specific commissioning like Apostle Paul did, we are challenged by the Great Commission to go out and share our faith.
可能我们没有接受到像保罗一样这种门徒的使命，但是我们所有基督徒都有大使命，就是要去传福音。
All of us are called to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ.
我们都全部人都是要成为基督的使者。
We have the responsibility and high privilege of representing Jesus Christ on this earth and then sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with the world.
我们每个人都有责任去代表去成为耶稣在地上的代表，然后来把他的信息传到世上的不同地方。
Another interesting insight from this passage is the fact that God takes the initiative to save the least likely people.
另外一个很重要的地方就是神是主动去拯救那些最不可能信主的人。
You had all these people to trust that could trust Christ as Savior, and Jesus Christ saves the one who is seemingly the worst person ever.
我们就可能看到很多有可能会信主的人，但是耶稣就主动去把这个你觉得最不可能信主的人带到他自己的里面。
Do you have a friend who you think this person is hopeless?
有没有一个朋友你是觉得他没有希望的？
This person is a heathen. unbeliever, unconverted.
就可能有一个人你就觉得他完全没有希望会相信神。
It's a King James term. And this person will never come to Jesus Christ.
我就可能你就觉得他完全不可能会信主。
Those are the kind of people that God seems to save.
但是这就是其实这些人就是神要去拯救的人。
You see, Apostle Paul says that he is the worst kind of sinner, and he was converted as a sign to say that anyone can come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior.
就扫罗他自己说他自己是罪人中的罪魁，所以这其实就代表说所有人都可以有机会相信神。
It ought to be our desire and I want to encourage you to dream about, to pray for, to work toward the conversion of the person that you think could never come to Christ.
所以这就鼓励我们说去为到那些我们身边的人来祷告，然后我们为到他们相信主来努力。
Because when it's all said and done, God's going to get the glory.
因为如果他们真的相信神的话，神就可以得到这份荣耀。
If the salvation was easy, you could say, yes, I did that.
那如果这个拯救的过程很容易的话，有时候我们就把这个功劳归给自己。
But when God saves the difficult people, you say, oh God, thank you, because I don't know how that person was saved.
但如果有一个很就是很信的心肠很硬的人，然后他也相信神，然后你就会把这个荣耀归给神。
Let's look at the second point, the commissioning of Apostle Paul.
然后我们来看保罗的委身。
We'll read verses 15 and 16.
我们来看使徒行传第9章15节到16节。
But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings, and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.
主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他，为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
I have a very important lesson for you today.
我今天有一个很重要的信息要给大家。
This is a paperclip.
这是一个回文针。
What does the paperclip do?
你觉得它有什么用呢？
It holds very thick sermons together.
它就把我的这个讲稿都夹在一起。
It takes care of files.
它就管理我们的很多文件。
And there's not much metal in it.
其实这里面没有很多的这个。
It's a very useful tool.
但是它是一个很有用的东西。
It's all about the way that it's bent.
所以它有用的地方不是在于它有多少金属，而是它怎么去折。
And because the way that it's bent, it's very useful.
就因为它是这样子折在一起的时候，它就变成很有用。
You may not have the flashiest abilities and gifts in the church.
可能你觉得自己没有很显眼的才华。
You may not be able to play the violin beautiful like Chin.
可能你觉得自己没办法拉小提琴拉很好听。
Or play the piano or keyboard.
或者是弹琴弹很好。
You may be able to play the radio like me. play the radio like me.
就可能你只会就打开收音机而已。
But what really matters is not how your abilities are bent.
但是重要的是你怎么去使用你的才能。
See, God's given you unique abilities, and He wants to use you in a very special way in this church.
其实神给每一个人都有不同的才能，然后神想要使用我们去帮助别人。
See, God wants all of us to be people of grace.
神想要我们每个人都是他的彰显他的恩典。
He wants to use your special abilities in ways that will bless the church.
他想要我们用我们自己的能力来祝福教会。
It's not so much it's not that important the different abilities that you have.
就你有什么样的才能其实不重要。
It's important how you use them.
重要的是你怎么用他们。
God wants us to use them to help our brothers and sisters in our church.
神想要我们用我们的才能去帮助教会里面其他的人。
And when the body of Christ is functioning well together, in the middle of all of it is a heart.
所以当基督的身体是的功能很好的时候，它中间就是有一个大家一起的同心。
God wants us to have the heart of Jesus Christ.With great love and care for one another.
这是一个想要大家来知道，然后也爱我们耶稣的心。
And God wants to have the heart of Jesus Christ where we reach out and share the gospel.
然后也是一个传福音的心。
Those of us today who know Jesus Christ as our Savior.
今天在我们当中已经认识主耶稣基督的人。
God's called us to have the heart of Jesus.
神就是来呼召我们要有耶稣的心。
We are commissioned to love him.
我们就是要来委身来爱他。
We're commissioned to love one another.
我们也要委身来爱别的弟兄姐妹。
And we're commissioned to share our faith with those who need him as their savior.
我们也要委身去把这个福音传给需要这福音的人。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father in heaven, Lord, we ought to be very humble people.
亲爱的天父，我们需要成为很谦卑的人。
Because the very faith that we have is nothing but a gift of God.
因为我们的信心本来就是一份礼物。
We thank you, Lord, for the precious gift of salvation.
我们谢谢你给我们救恩的礼物。
We pray, Lord, we will share this wonderful truth of knowing Jesus Christ with all those that we come in contact with.
求你让我们可以将这个礼物来，还有我们的信心来跟所有我们身边的人来分享。
Help us to have the heart of Jesus today.
求你让我们可以有主耶稣的心。
In the precious name of Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.